Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, welcome back. Let's start there, okay? Let's start there. All right. Well, I know I've been gone. I've been gone for a while. So, I'm back. You know, I had to get some things in order, but Stoner Talk is back, okay? And kicking off, I would like to do a new segment to Stoner Talk, okay? And we're going to call this, Here's Your Flowers. And the flower I give is that sweet Chiba, all right. I'm going to call this segment, Here's Your Flowers, because I'm going to give flowers to people in my life that impacts my life. And obviously in a positive way, but in a way where if I didn't have them in my life, I wouldn't be the man you know today. And kicking off the first episode of Here's Your Flowers, we're going to talk about Alonzo Small, a.k.a. Young Zo, a.k.a. Zo for real. Or like I like to call him, my nigga Zotholomew. Okay, let me light my fire. Anyways, well, I remember the first time I actually met Zo. I was walking down Bridge City 4th Street. I was with my cousin, and I was with my cousin Chris and a friend of ours named Tyrus. And we was trying to, my cousin wanted to go see this guy. He said, man, I'm about to go see what's up with that man, because that man didn't even do anything. And we had another friend named Tilo, who was basically like the neighborhood bully. And he wanted all of the smoke with Zo. I didn't really know what was going on. I was just walking. But, you know, Chris wanted to squash that shit and blah, blah, blah. So that's how I met him, right? And from day one, right, I realized that I'm looking directly at myself, just in another human being. This man is me in every shape, form, or fashion. In other words, my values that I hold dear, he hold dear. My flaws, he has the exact same flaws. Let me let y'all understand how intertwined me and Zo is. Our life, to this day, mirrors each other. All the way down to the kids we have, all the way up to the woman that we hold dear. Mirror each other, and not on purpose. That's just how life is. Okay. You know how a lot of people be like, they have friends that they've never gotten arguments with, and you know that's why they're best friends and blah blah blah. And I have friends like that too. But the reason why I started calling Zo my cousin was not only because his dad and my dad, I found out later, were like best friends. He felt like family because I always felt like I was with me, right? And of course, me and Zo went through our trials and tribulations, you know, various things, women, bullshit, blah, 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 you know. But every time me and Zo went through something, my woman would ask me why, especially after some of the things that some people may think is unforgivable, why do you always like click back up with him? I don't judge Zo on what he does during his temper or his devil days, right? This is what I judge Zo on. Zo is the type of guy, I'll just give you a true story. there was a time where I was homeless, right? And I don't mean like kind of homeless, I'm sleeping on somebody's couch. No, I mean outside in the elements, wind, okay? And every now and again, if I could, I would go stay the night by Zoe's house. But his mom wasn't having that anymore. And I understand why. But every now and again, Zoe would sneak me in if he could, right? But there was this one time, it was blistering cold outside, and his mom was not having it. And his dad said if he wake up and look in his room and see me, it's going to be problems. We were sitting in Zoe's truck, and he was like, dog, you got to call somebody, so I'll take you wherever you got to go. I literally had nobody to call. So what Zoe did was turn his car on, put the heat on, and we sat there all night. And he slept in his car with me. I have a million more stories like that, but think about that. You're doing way more than you have to. You're giving me shelter from the elements, but just so like I don't feel like I'm going through this shit alone, you rocking with me when your house is right there, your warm bed is right there, but he chose to rock with me. I think of those moments of friendship and love when me and Zoe went through shit. It's because I am him that I understand why he did certain things. Because if I was in his shoes, I would probably do some of the same things if given the opportunity. You know? But we grow and we learn. You dig? I mean, Zoe was my main buddy. I say was like he's dead. Zoe is my main buddy, you know? Every nigga got, in the past, you got them caper days, okay? Stoners, let me call my nigga, we going to meet this chick and she got a friend, you know? But in me and Zoe's case, the friend was not necessary. If they're cool, but we wasn't looking for the friend. Yeah, you know? And you know, me and Zoe, we had the time of our lives. And during our low times, we had wars. But it's because of that yin and yang conflict that I know I have a brother for life. You know? The universe smiles down on us because his life mirrors mine and not on purpose. His woman is a beautiful queen, bisexual, with children. They have their own home, you know. Zoe got his own business, tinting windows, so he had his house, either playing a PlayStation 5, being a father to his kids, or Operation Blow Your Back Out to his queen. That is my life, minus the tinting business. I have a job, I work for the state. And minus his queen, I have my own queen. But everything else, that's my life too. Huh? I'll pull the curtain back a little bit, but not all the way because it's none of y'all business. Some of the same problems he went through with his queen, I went through the exact same ones. So when I'm talking to him, venting, trying to get advice, he's calling me right back. Saying, son, you'll never guess what happened. Now he's venting and I'm giving advice. He's not my crutch. I'm not his crutch. We hold each other up because I got your back. He got mine. You know? Conflict never breeds enemies. It breeds the truth of who you are. Zoe has always been a good man. He's always been a good nigga to me. You know? My woman once asked, you don't get mad that you invite him to come over to the house and he literally never comes? I'm like, no. When I invite Zoe over, if he shows up, I'm thrilled, I'm happy, and slightly surprised. But I'm not going to be mad about it because I know Zoe. Zoe is the same type of person. I'll call to come pick me up and he'll say, yes, and I'm right around the corner. Nigga ain't even left the bed yet. Show up at my house, 2 hours later after saying he right around the corner. Oh man, I had to stop and get some gas and shit like that. And, you know, he make a simple task. Oh nigga, you didn't even get out the bed when you, man. I know who he is. And by knowing who he is, I accept who he is. So I'm not going to get mad over petty things. You know? That's the answer I have for when people say, you know, you and Zoe's friendship kind of toxic, that's crazy, da da da. Yeah, me and Zoe went through a lot of toxicity in our lives together, but we also grew as men. And lo and behold, we're doing okay. He got a little coin. His life is great. You know what I'm saying? His PlayStation 5 is running. His refrigerator is full of food. You know what I'm saying? Cable on, air on. Like, I believe that when you meet a person like Zoe, the crust is way more than the filling, but the filling is so important. You know, this man is a guy that I can trust. And I know I can trust him because he has done untrustworthy things, felt remorse, learned from them, and then apologized in that order without me asking to do anything. See, when a person does something to you, then reflects on it, feels bad, not because he did that, but like, I can't believe I did that, and then made it a point to apologize to you sincerely, that's a person who's stepping outside of himself and feeling how you're feeling. That is a special type of person, because the world is a selfish place. And that's what Zoe has done on countless occasions, and I've done it to him, and I've apologized on countless occasions. Learned from it. I've never had to apologize about the same thing twice. That's how you know somebody's learned from something. I've never, hypothetically, tried to holler at his girl. He caught me. Man, I apologized on my bad. He forgave me. Then 2 weeks later, I tried to do it again. Nah. Not saying that ever happened. I'm just saying whatever conflict me and Zoe ever had, once I learned from it, realized my wrong in it, and apologized for it, he know like I know, you never have to worry about that happening again. That's the level of trust I have with him. Because I know how I think, and he thinks exactly how I do. This is not me guessing. This is not me, you know, I've spent many years, days and nights with this man. From 9 to 5 to on the streets trying to survive, I've been with this man. I know how he thinks. There's not too many things he's into that I'm not. There's not too many things he don't like that I'm like, yeah, I don't like that shit either. You know, I believe a person like Zoe is the quiet storm that every person needs. It tests your faith in human beings, because you would think, oh, this nigga's a lost cause. Until he shows you that just because a cloud can turn into a hurricane doesn't mean it won't calm down. Part and let the sun shine in. In other words, Zoe has been my friend. Zoe has been my enemy. Zoe has been my advisor. Zoe has been my motherfucking homeboy. He has been everything that I needed from a male companion. Zoe has been that. Okay. And there's another way that I kind of judge it. There's something that I do, and a lot of people do this, but not too many people catch on to it, because you need to watch the same movies as the other person for them to get your references. But I'm really big on injecting movie references in normal conversation. And what I do is, once I say it, I literally look around the room and see who caught it. And normally for me, it's be like, what are you talking about? Nothing. But Zoe, because we're so like-minded, every movie that I like, he has seen and he likes. All the little scenes in Martin and Fresh Prince that nobody really noticed, but I do, and it's like hilarious to me, he notices, and it's hilarious to him. For example, there's an episode on Martin where Martin hurts his back, right? And he's supposed to go to Gina's award ceremony. And once Gina wins, Pam gets up and starts getting all excited, grabbing Martin, hurting his back even more. And she lets him go, but for no reason, he picks up the teapot, then smashes it on the table. That was hilarious to me. I didn't think nobody else saw that until Zoe one day brought it up to me. Like, dude, watch this shit. Look how he picks up the fucking teacup for nothing. I bust out laughing. While his girlfriend at the time looked at us like we was crazy. Zoe is somebody that I'm very glad I met. He is also somebody I would not handle well if I lost. Knock on wood, God, don't say the same. When I achieve something in my life, I call two people, my woman and then Zoe. When I got my big break to go to New York and battle for Smack on Proving Grounds, I scraped up $500 and some odd more because I needed my brother with me on this journey. You got to be here with me, bro. I've never been to New York. You've never been to New York. And I'm going to Smack. And he got his ugly ass on that goddamn plane. And yes, you are ugly. I don't care what you think. There are people in my life that are on that level of friendship with me. But I chose to do Zoe first. And I want to give you your flowers because of this and this alone. You are one of few when I need you. Not when, you know what I'm saying, hey, if you can, blah, blah, blah. I know. When I need, you are always there. My wants are wants. My would be nice is would be nice. But anytime it was life or death, outside or inside, bad or good, you always made sure I wound up on the positive side of things. And I respect you for that. You know, a lot of people might not think this, though. I'm speaking to you, bro. But you're a special type of guy. You have immense talent. And the reason why I say immense talent, name one thing you said, you know what, I'm going to do that, and you didn't do it on a masterful level. Like you were always the go-getter. There was no such thing as an obstacle. You just needed a thought. Nigga, it was hard for me to keep one car a year. You found a way with no job to have like 4 cars in 1 year. All of them named whatever color they was, Ghost, with a red flag hanging in the thing. I never questioned it. I just respected it. Because every time you got a new whip, if it was in Bush, if it was in WAP, call me, yo, what you doing? Bullshitting, I'm about to come scoop you up. We're nowhere particular to go, but we riding. I wouldn't be the man I am today if it wasn't for you. And I am blessed that I have a friend like you. And I wish nothing but blessings and good times on your entire family. And when we're old and gray, we are not little no more. Come on. Nah, but when we're old and gray, smoking on a Chiba on our porch, laughing about our old life while our women is in the house cackling, and then we decide to turn the pineapple upside down, if you know, you know, I'll be glad and thankful that God gave me a woman that I can be with and loves me for me, and also gave me a friend that holds the same qualities. There's no love like your woman's love, but there's no love like the homie's love. When your friend becomes your brother, that's a different story. I don't give a fuck how many people throw it around. Zoe became my brother once I realized if I need him, I got him. And even when he turned his back on me, he was never out of sight. Not too many people do something wrong, except that they did something wrong, and then willingly try to make it right because their relationship with you means more than them feeling like they was right in a situation. That is a special type of person. I'm that way. If I love you, if I rock with you, and I did something wrong, I will do what I have to do to correct it. And I seen that same quality in Zoe, which made me trust him. We all make mistakes. But I know for a fact he'll never make the same mistake twice. So, I want to say I love you, bro. And here's your flowers. Spark up. Ladies and gentlemen, my cousin, my bro, Zoe for real. Stoners unite.